This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This is actually one of the best advice I was given, because I was asked, the woman was talking to me, and I said, what about if I get weak? And she said, you will. SubhanAllah. Wallahi. She looked at me and says, you will. I said, what do I do? He said, look at the mirror and says, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabat, the same word. He said, look at yourself in the mirror and talk to him. See, wadhkurullaha. He said, ask Allah to keep you steadfast. Ya Allah, how much that helped me. Anything, when your nafs wants to do something, your desire, the people around you, and you know this is not pleasing to Allah and that's not what He wants from you, you need to have this connection with Him, talk to Him. And then, which is a big problem these days in the Muslim community all over the world, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, don't quarrel, don't divide. Because of, why do we differ? I'm asking.
Different opinions.
Oh, and why do we have to differ? Everyone is entitled to their opinion. Nafs al-ammara bis-su, it's ego. It's ego. I'm right. What is wrong if I am wrong? What is the big deal? I'm a human, right? You know, one of the famous quotes, it's from the 1800s, and actually use it in medicine a lot. To err is a human. I can't remember who said it. It's a Greek person, but the name is not coming to me. To err is a human. To make a mistake, that means I'm a human being. Don't say I don't err. You know what? You haven't tried, or you're not admitting it. So why do we quarrel? And why do we differ? And why do we attack each other? Because it's very hard for me to say I'm wrong. It's very hard for me to say I did wrong. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. And look at around us Muslims. Right? Every community. We're all Muslims. We're all minorities. Every community. They speak different than what I speak. I disagree with them. They dress different than what I dress. We disagree with them. They pray in a different opinion. It's not wrong. It's just different opinion. I don't like it. Right? Let alone masajid between each other. Let alone scholars between each other. And let alone families and blood relation. For what? It's usually dunya. وَلَا إِنْ لَا, and remember this in the Quranic language, لَا means what? Don't. But what is the ruling of this don't in the Quran? It's an obligation. Like you say, salah is an obligation. This is obligation, meaning if you don't do it, you will be what? You will be punished. Punished. And if you do it, meaning follow what Allah told you don't do, you will be rewarded. Right? And how much we disagree. And for what? This is what I want everybody to think. When you disagree with somebody, that's absolutely, we have different opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. I don't have to convince you. You have to convince me. Right? But I don't have to convince you. And I get very upset when I am wrong. And you tell me this is not the right way. And I get upset. Who is she? Who is he? What do they know? Look at yourself, tanazaw. Because once this happens, two things will follow. We will fail and our power will go away. That's what he said. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. The rih here is not the wind. It's a figure of speech for, in the Arabic language, that there's a lot of goodness is coming to you. When it goes away, all the goodness is going away. See, when people start, look at families. Look at families. Right? When the father has a very successful business, okay? And he was the one, or the mother, right? Where they were holding the business together, right? Then the father or the mother, whoever owned the business, died. What happens? Usually, for everything falls apart. Fail. Why? Because they differ. I want to control. I want that much money. Differ. They didn't look at the bigger picture. And this is what happens to us. And again, as Muslims, I didn't see that. I'm going to keep bringing you from here to there, because these are, when Allah shows us things, again, I always ask Allah, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do or change? I didn't see two people there talking negatively about the other one. Subhanallah. I remember, subhanallah, this was a different opinion. Happened in front of me, right? It was about material things, right? And the guy was accusing the other guy, not in a bad way, but in a little bit of a tone, right? The other one responded in an extreme calm way. I was there. You know what he said? Now you're talking about people in the war, drones on the top of them. Allah knows what's happened to them tomorrow and how many people, if their family would die. He looked at him and he said, do you believe the risk from Allah? And he was accusing him of not giving him. And he said, do you believe the risk from Allah? And he said, yes. He said, it's not your risk. That's the risk of people more needy. If you want me to look into your request, just fill an application, I'll look at it. End of the story. Look at us when we disagree. Everyone calls everybody what? Names. Honestly, unfortunately, wallahi, until you laugh, because it is very common, but it's very sad. It's extremely sad, right? Even when we are working for Allah, yanas, we're working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we disagree, not, of course we will disagree, but we don't know how to agree to disagree. We don't know how to sit in a table. And I'll show you my opinion, you show me your opinion, says, you know what, with all due respect, I differ. وخلصنا, done. لا, and I have to convince you. Of course it's shaitan ونفسي. And shaitan works on my ego. How come I'm wrong? Of course I am wrong. I'm a human being, right?